Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. A wildfire in Glacier National Park has the east side of Going to the Sun Road closed. The closure extends over Logan Pass to Avalanche on the west side this morning. Park officials say the fire is, quote, moving quickly in heavy timber with extreme spread potential. They say the Reynolds Creek fire is estimated at 800 to 1,000 acres at this time. The Rising Sun Motor Inn and Rising Sun Campground in the park were evacuated yesterday. In central Montana, Broadwater County authorities have ordered homes evacuated east of Townsend and closed a portion of U.S. Highway 12 ahead of the quickly spreading Cabin Creek wildfire. A Helena National Forest spokeswoman says the fire about 15 miles east of Townsend has grown to 400 acres. She says wind and small trees and brush are driving it into more heavily timbered areas. A dispatcher at the Broadwater County Sheriff's Office says evacuation orders were sent to 45 telephone numbers, but it was not clear how many homes are in the rural area. Employment in Montana's manufacturing sector is outpacing growth in those same jobs nationally. That's according to the latest annual report from the Montana Manufacturing Extension Center at Montana State University. The center's director says there are many reasons behind the employment growth. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Patty Fleming says Montana's manufacturing sector is broad. It ranges from fabricated pipe and steel for the energy sector to small arms and ammunition, nanotechnology to food and beverages. And Fleming says companies large and small make up the nearly 3,300 manufacturing businesses in the state. Just over 72% of them are small and employ less than 10 people. And the annual report says manufacturing wages are 27% higher than non-manufacturing jobs. Fleming says there's a reason why manufacturing in Montana is growing faster than in the rest of the nation.
Montana is also number one in the nation for entrepreneurship, so I think it's related to that. Besides that, you've also got a lot of people that want to move to Montana for the outdoor lifestyle. They move to Montana and then figure out how to stay here. That sometimes involves starting a manufacturing business.
The three largest manufacturing industries in Montana are fabricated metal products, food products, and wood products. But Fleming notes there also has been a large growth in beverages, namely breweries, wineries, and distilleries. There are now 73 companies manufacturing alcohol.
I think there's a huge potential for further growth in the distilleries, and the breweries just keep shocking me. We haven't hit the saturation point on the breweries yet. And you've got, you know, distilleries in small towns like Ennis, Montana, and a brewery in Belt, Montana.
Fleming adds Montana manufacturers are also exporting their goods overseas. The report says the state's top export partners are Canada, Korea, and China. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has given an historic advisory council until late September to weigh in on a proposal by a Louisiana company to drill for natural gas near Glacier National Park. Lewis and Clark National Forest Supervisor William Avey said in a Tuesday letter that he wants recommendations from the Federal Advisory Council on Historic Preservation by September 21st. Solnex LLC of Baton Rouge is seeking to drill on land held sacred by the Blackfoot tribes of Montana and Canada. The company's 6,200-acre energy lease has been held up for decades while federal officials consider the potential impacts of drilling. A national report says the overall well-being of Montana children has inched up in the rankings compared to other states. The annual Kids Count report released yesterday by the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Montana 30th in the nation. The state ranked 31st last year, but 28th in the 2013 report. The rankings are determined by how well children fare in the areas of economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. Montana Kids Count spokesman Jennifer Calder says Montana's overall ranking has been dragged down by poor showings in the area of children's health. The state is improving, however, moving from 50th in the country to 47th in the latest report. Calder says that's because more kids have health insurance and fewer teens are abusing drugs and alcohol. Montana's Public Service Commission plans to sue CenturyLink for failing to promptly restore out-of-service landlines. The complaint will ask the court to levy fines against CenturyLink for violating the commission's rule that 90% of trouble reports be cleared within 24 hours. Commissioner Travis Cavula says the company has been fixing no more than 60% of downed phone lines in that time period. Ellis Meisner, a CenturyLink customer from the town of Craig, says previous attempts to get reliable service have failed.
We've had hearings here in front of the PSC. In fact, part of the problem and why the PSC is coming down on CenturyLink now is that CenturyLink has not really proposed any real solutions for us. And we don't have any say. We don't have any clout other than coming to the PSC and having the PSC crack down on them.
Yesterday's decision is the first piece of the PSC's mounting attack on the telecommunications giant. Commissioners also say CenturyLink has been misusing federal grants. In a statement issued yesterday, CenturyLink said it strives to provide quality service and welcomes the opportunity to work with the PSC to develop a plan to improve service quality to rural Montanans. The company said penalties and litigation are counterproductive. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has committed $30 million to improving high-speed internet service in rural Montana. The Billings Gazette reports that the loan to Triangle Telephone Cooperative was announced Monday. It's about 40% of a four-state telecommunications loan package to improve broadband service in rural areas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says residents of areas without high-speed internet access are cut off from business opportunities and health care advantages that most people take for granted. Apparently, wet weather conditions on the east side of Glacier National Park may be helping firefighters there, but Going to the Sun Road remains closed this morning on the east side over Logan Pass to Avalanche on the west. A fire in the park that prompted the road closure is now estimated at 800 to 1,000 acres. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.9% in June. The state's Labor Department says employment levels in the state rose during June, but the unemployment rate held steady due to growth in the labor force. Governor Steve Bullock says Montana's economy has added roughly 8,800 jobs in the first half of 2015. Labor Commissioner Pam Busey expects the unemployment rate to spur wage growth as businesses compete to recruit workers. The federal unemployment rate fell slightly to 5.3% in June. The consumer price index grew a third of a percent, reflecting price increases in gasoline, shelter, and food. A federal judge has set an October 19 trial date for the civil contempt case of Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth. He's been in custody since April 20, when the judge ordered him to explain what happened to $13.8 million from a Mexico resort property that Blixeth sold in defiance of another judge's order. Tune in this evening for Montana News during All Things Considered. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.